Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today I want to talk about social interaction and how it drives happiness. Now, I started yesterday by talking to you about my father, who I've mentioned multiple times now. He's fighting leukemia. It's a terminal illness for him. And I'm convinced that the reason he's still here is because of the outpouring of support that he's getting from loved ones. And, you know, we spent the weekend with him. It was an amazing time. He's done better this weekend than I've seen him in the last probably month and a half since he was first diagnosed. So there's something about this social interaction that really works. There was a study that was done that suggested that people from Denmark are the happiest in the world. They attribute their happiness to social interaction. And it seems that close to 92% of Danes are members of some form of social group. We know that as humans, we're social beings. We thrive more in the presence of people that we enjoy. And there was another study that was done in the late 90s that suggested that 70% of our happiness is derived from our personal relationships. And those personal relationships are family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. So we all have special people that we've met at some point in our lives, people that we enjoy spending time with. The question you have to ask is, how many of those connections have you maintained throughout your life? My wife always reminds me how fortunate I am because I've got a large number of great friends. And I've managed to stay in touch with people that I've known really since birth. And I've got three friends that we were all born within 5 months of each other in the same area. Our parents are still close, and we all remain in contact to this day, and it's almost 50 years later. I have another group of friends from high school, a large group of friends from college, a group of clients and coworkers. That one alone goes back 20 years, and then the most recent group for me are parents of my children's friends. So when we have events and these people come together, it really amazes me because the lasting friendships that have been created between the friends from each of these groups is astounding, right? It's rewarding to know that I was the catalyst for the creation of friendships within this group of people. So this whole idea of social interaction, I think, is an incredibly important one. Right? We all want to be happier in life, and what we're suggesting is it's not money, right? What we're talking about here, it is, you know, 70% of our happiness comes from personal relationships. It's not how much money we have. So the money doesn't hurt, and if you don't have enough then or a complete lack, then that's a challenge. But with money, there comes a time where you hit a status quo and things are okay. From a social interaction standpoint, this is really the driver of happiness for people. So if you know that, why not do everything in your power to make sure you're maintaining those close relationships that you have? If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to take a deeper dive on this idea of social interaction and really talk more about how you maintain friendships long term. But for today, just take an inventory of the people that you really enjoy and think about reaching out to those people that you haven't spoken to in a while just to make sure that you maintain those close relationships. And we'll pick up from there tomorrow.